In the water, their ideal element, I must say, these animals swim wonderfully thanks to their flexible backbones, narrow pelvises, close-cropped hair, and webbed feet. Resting on shore, they assumed extremely graceful positions. Consequently, their gentle features, their sensitive expressions equal to those of the loveliest women, their soft, limpid eyes, their charming poses, led the ancients to glorify them by metamorphosing the males into sea-gods and the females into mermaids. I drew Conseil's attention to the considerable growth of the cerebral lobes found in these intelligent cetaceans. No mammal except man has more abundant cerebral matter. Accordingly, seals are quite capable of being educated. They make good pets, and together with certain other naturalists, I think these animals can be properly trained to perform yeoman service as hunting dogs for fishermen. Most of these seals were sleeping on the rocks or the sand. Among those properly termed seals, which have no external ears, unlike sea lions whose ears protrude, I observed several varieties of the species Stenorhynchus, 3 meters long, with white hair, bulldog heads, and armed with 10 teeth in each jaw, 4 incisors in both the upper and lower, plus 2 big canines shaped like the fleur-de-lis. Among them slithered some sea elephants, a type of seal with a short, flexible trunk. These are the giants of the species, with a circumference of 20 feet and a length of 10 meters. They didn't move as we approached. "Are these animals dangerous?" Conseil asked me.